The Senate's filibuster is once again in the crosshairs. Now, most bills take 60 votes to pass, but Democrats want to lower that threshold to pass a voting rights bill. And that change could come sometime in the next 2 weeks, according to Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader. Schumer's predecessor, Harry Reid, oversaw previous changes to the filibuster back in 2013. Princeton historian Julian Zelizar spoke to Reid just before his death last week. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Now, Harry Reid, when he was majority leader and Democrats ran the Senate in 2013, went with what was called the nuclear option. Democrats pushed through that change, which meant presidential appointees, except Supreme Court justices, could bypass a filibuster and be confirmed with a simple majority vote, that is 51 instead of 60. What did he tell you about that call?
Well, Reid was in many ways a traditional senator, someone who believed in the institution and still believed in bipartisanship. But in 2013, he came to the conclusion that Republicans were so abusing the filibuster that President Obama would not be able to get nominees through unless there was a change made. And more broadly, he came to the conclusion that the filibuster had become just too destructive as a process to the health of democracy. So it was a big decision for him, but he stood by it many years later and didn't regret what he did.
Yeah. Well, of course, we know a few years later, Republicans ran the Senate. And under Mitch McConnell, they went a step further, allowing Supreme Court nominees to be okayed with just a simple majority. And of course, Republicans have approved three to the high court. Was this something Harry Reid anticipated?
Well, I asked him about that, and I asked him if he had any regrets, and he's a man of few words, but he stood by the decision. I don't know if he anticipated how the court would change, but he was well aware of the risk that Democrats would face once Republicans gained control, and he understood the possibility that the filibuster reform could be expanded. But he still said that it was better for the health of Congress and for the democracy. And that was an important part of the conversation for me.
Now, Reid argued that even back in 2013, that the Republican Party, as he argued, was shifting more to the right than Democrats were to the left. Do you think he was right about that?
Yeah, I do. And I think, you know, political scientists call this the asymmetry of polarization, that as a whole, Republicans moved much further to the right than Democrats did to the left, and that they were willing to act without traditional guardrails in ways that Democrats still weren't willing to do, a kind of do-anything sort of partisanship. And I think Reid's insight was based on what a lot of observers of American politics were seeing in terms of how the Republican Party radicalized and what that meant for the functioning of government.
Now, there are certainly other moments in American history when the country has been extremely polarized. The Civil War, the late 60s and early 70s. Did that polarization seep into the structure of the Senate back then, the way it is now?
It did. It was different kinds of divisions. In the early 60s, for example, it was Southern Democrats and conservative Republicans teaming up against liberals in both parties. The parties were internally divided. But back then, the filibuster was a problem as well. And any liberal of that era talked about the need to reform this process, if not eliminate it. Otherwise, the country wouldn't deal with issues like civil rights. So there's ongoing challenges with the way that the Senate works. And it's kind of a perpetual source of discussion in Washington.
Looking ahead, now I know you're a historian, but do you have thoughts, kind of based on this last decade or so, on where the filibuster might be going in the future?
Well, the support for reforming it has really expanded, and it's amazing how many Democrats, as of today, are now willing to make pretty bold changes, either eliminating it or making it much harder to use. And I think that support will continue to grow. I think a lot of Democrats, for sure, feel that the country's problems are not being addressed, and we've seen with Republicans, they too are willing to abandon this in certain situations, as they did with the Supreme Court. So I think the filibuster, while still strong, might not be with us or might not be with us in this state for very long.
Julian Zelizar, historian at Princeton University. Thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.